Nobody cares about Avatar. Name one character from Avatar. Blue. Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome. As you can see once again, it is just you and me. Welcome. Hope you stick around. Enjoy your time. I will do what I can to accommodate your presence. Unfortunately, Calder is unable to make it again this week as he is still on vacation, so it'll just be you and I once again. Now, hopefully, I can make a sufficient enough episode for you, but this will probably be a quickie anyway because we're covering the Dallas Homestand or Homestead? Homestand. Clearly, I'm very prepared for this episode. As you can also see, I guess I should acknowledge this, I'm back home in my home, not my basement bedroom apartment. I am in my home. Things are a little messy right now, still trying to move in, but I'm back home. The lighting is garbo, but I'll hopefully work on that. Anyway, let's just jump into it, make this a real quickie, and we'll get on our way, you know what I'm talking about. Since there were so few games, we may as well just go through every game. London faced Paris and 4-0'd them. London 4-0'd Paris, is what I'm saying. This was, for me, it was unexpected. I expected Paris to get at least one map, but London has been doing increasingly better. In stage two, doing very, very well. And until this past Sunday, had been undefeated since they switched the roles of Birdring and Prophet, putting Birdring on break instead of Prophet. So good for them. Good for our London boys. Paris has been looking rough. That's all I have to say about Paris, truly. Then Hangzhou faced Chengdu. A lot of people didn't quite know how this was going to go, because Chengdu's looked consistently good, and then Hangzhou's looked both really bad and really good. So this was kind of a let's see where they stand in the rankings. But Hangzhou beat Chengdu 3-1. It was a pretty close game, but Hangzhou seems to have really hit their stride a little bit more, bringing Crystal into the roster as another Chinese-speaking player probably helps Gu Shui's role kind of flow a little better. So they seem to have gotten the communication thing a bit more ironed out. So that is good for them. Houston Outlaws faced up against Seoul Dynasty. Yikes. Yikes. Houston looked abysmal. So I'm just not going to talk about them, but I will talk about how Seoul has been. It seems like they're pretty much fully committing to the Marvel Fitz roster rather than the Fleta Fissure roster, and it seems to be serving them quite well. It's probably just a communication and kind of a play style thing. Fissure requires a lot of resources, whereas Marvel plays a bit more passively, so he doesn't really require much, so that the other healers and DPS can focus on the rest of the team. So yeah, Soul's also been doing very well. Also, if I'm talking quietly, it's because it's a little late, boys. It's getting all towards the night time. So I gotta be quieter. Actually, I don't think anyone in my house is in bed yet, but I'm still gonna be more sensual. You know what I mean? This is an ASMR episode of the podcast. Then Dallas Fuel faced off against the Los Angeles Valiant. Dallas looking very, very good against the Valiant. Valiant has been looking a little better. They've still got a lot of stuff they have to work out. But Dallas has just been looking much, much, much better. There's just been this spark in OG in the past couple weeks. He's always been good, but he's just been absolutely destroying these past couple of weeks, and they just seem to have figured out how, because the current roster they're running right now as they're starting is pretty much nothing like the main roster that they were running in season one. So they've kind of had to figure out kind of how this new roster works and how they fit in. But they seem to have figured it out because they're doing very well. That was the end of Saturday, and then Sunday, Hangzhou faced off against Paris. Hangzhou beat Paris 3-2, which kind of also solidified Hangzhou as being on the upswing more than the roller coaster. Beating two teams in the same week, somewhat decidedly. I guess the Paris game was kind of close. Yeah, it was pretty close. But still, Hangzhou managed to knock it out of the park there. Then Chengdu faced off against London. And Chengdu actually beat out London. This was London's first loss since swapping Birdring and Profits roles. And Chengdu managed to get a big swinger out of that one, you know what I mean? Really focusing on that Jinmu Farah, which seems to be serving them quite well. London didn't really seem to be able to answer Chengdu's play style quick enough. Yeah, that's what happened. They just weren't able to respond quick enough to Chengdu's very aggressive and damage-heavy play style. Then Seoul faced off against the Valiant. Valiant putting up quite the fight. This was actually a very close, very good game. Seoul, I don't know whether it was more Seoul playing worse than they usually have, or Valiant playing better, but I think it was more of a Valiant playing better thing. I think Valiant's been improving significantly. They've just been ever so slightly not good enough for a lot of these games, but they are doing much better. And then the culmination of the entire weekend is the battle for Texas, which is Houston versus Dallas. Now, people were hyped, and rightfully so. It's exciting being in Texas and fighting for Texas. Now, I thought this was going to be a blowout, even as an Outlaws fan. I thought this was going to be an absolute blowout, and Dallas was going to 4-0 Houston, easy peasy, Japanesey crush. But it wasn't, actually. Houston put up quite the fight. They got kind of demolished in the first round on Li Jiang Tower. But then they had a very good performance on Temple of Anubis. Then Kings Row and Volskaya, not Volskaya, I'm sorry, Watchpoint Gibraltar were very close. It was a Dallas Fuel 3-1, but the game was very, very close. Houston, I think, was just good enough for the game to be exciting, but just bad enough for Dallas fans to have an amazing experience being in Dallas, watching Dallas, and watching them win for Dallas. So I think that was pretty much the perfect, it was pretty much perfect for what it was supposed to be. So that's very good. Anyway, now I just think I just want to talk about the homestand as a whole. I thought it was very cool. I thought it was very, very nice to see kind of a sneak peek of what the like what next season's going to be like, since it is going to be in all the cities, hopefully. And I think this kind of proved that will likely work. Now, of course, not every single game that's going to be played at home is going to have 5,000 people, and they're not all going to be that hyped. But it shows that there's interest there, and it's cool. Like, if there's games in Toronto, I'm probably gonna go watch some games in Toronto. 'Cause that's cool. I'm gonna go like, so I feel like that's the case with pretty much every location. There will be people who will watch. And obviously they can change ticket prices based on supply and demand. I don't think that's unreasonable. Like, if there's a ton of people going every single week in Houston, jack up those prices. Or don't jack them up, but like, you can raise those prices a bit. If no one is going in Paris, I highly doubt that no one's going to go in Paris. But if no one's going in Paris, you know, maybe lower those prices. But I think for the most part, they can probably sell enough tickets for it to be worth it. It's very cool. It was very professional. The stream went down a couple times, but you know, that's technical stuff. But the whole presentation was very professional and very cool, and it makes me hopeful and excited for the future of the Overwatch League. Now, last thing I want to touch on is a quick competitive change, because we are now into season 16 in competitive play, and Blizzard made a change in Grandmaster, so it doesn't really affect me or likely most people listening to this. I'm just assuming because most people are in Gold and Plat. But in Grandmaster, they changed it so you can only solo queue or duo queue. So you and one other person. And this has had mixed reactions, but I think that it's good. As someone who's never been in Grandmaster, I think it's good. Just because there were stories of like Carpe and Fury and a bunch of others just six stacking or five stacking and then just going on absolute tirades, destroying everybody against them because they're like literally the best in the world at their roles. So they're just gonna obviously destroy. So I think limiting that is good. Just makes it a bit more fair. Oh, and I guess I should talk about the workshop. I haven't really talked about the workshop because it's just been me and I haven't really thought about it. On the PTR, they introduced the workshop. It's a very cool thing for those of you who don't know. I'm sure most of you are well aware now. It's a bit late. But the workshop is basically the custom game thing, except you can write script for it. So it is much more detailed and you can do many more things. And it's amazing what people have done. As someone who was a big fan of Little Big Planet, still am, but like, I played it like crazy when I was younger. That has like massive create tools, and people basically made new video games in this game just because people put crazy things together and are able to make insane things, and people have already been doing that. I cannot wait for them to add even more features to it so that people can basically do whatever they want. It's just really cool, and I think it was a really good move by Blizzard, even though no one asked for it. I think it brings a lot of people in and brings a lot of interest, and I would love them to do something. I would love it if they did something like the top rated or top played custom game lobby. Or custom game mode thing after like a week becomes the next week's weekly rotation arcade mode. That would be really cool. Kind of just support the creators, I guess. That'd be really cool. Anyway, I guess I'll just call it there. Very short episode, but it was the homestand, so there were less games, and it's just me and I don't have
my boy to bounce off of the chemistry.
Although I did see him, even though he's been on vacation, he drove from his cottage to come see Avengers Endgame with me and a bunch of friends. Don't worry, I won't spoil anything. If you haven't seen it, go see it. We need Endgame to beat Avatar on the stupid box office records list. No one likes Avatar. And the people who like Avatar liked Avatar when they watched it, but haven't watched it since because no one likes Avatar. But Endgame is like a big thing. So if you haven't watched it, watch it. And if you have watched it, watch it again. Okay? I'm gonna go watch it again. And then I'm probably gonna watch it again. Nobody likes Avatar. Like, it's cool. Cool 3D. Here's the thing. It was the movie that introduced 3D, right? Or like in a major way in cinemas. So people were watching it just to experience this 3D thing. Now most people hate 3D and won't watch 3D movies and want 3D removed, even though you can just don't watch the 3D versions. That's such a stupid thing to say. So it's literally the most highest grossing film of all time because of a thing that nobody wants anymore. Huh? Huh? You know what I'm saying? Nobody cares about Avatar. Name one character from Avatar. Blue. Now name one character from Avengers or the MCU. Literally anybody you think of is correct. Because that movie hasn't everybody in it. Oh, man. Anyway, I'm going to end it here. Hope you enjoyed this short episode. Hope you enjoyed getting nice and personal with me. Sorry if the episode was a little close and quiet and a little sensual. But, working things out, because things are changing. Anyway, I'll catch you next time. Calder will be here. I want to say 100% because that's what he told me, but I don't want to promise you guys anything and have it not be true. So 99.843% Calder will be here next week. Thank you for watching. Hope you enjoyed. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, review us on the things. You know what? Whatever you want to do to help out, it's much appreciated. But even just listening, that means so much. All right, I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye, guys.